You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
Have you ever busted somebody cheating?
Oh, man. And we bring this up. So a friend of mine from another radio station.
Uh-oh.
Seeing this guy. They've been going out and, you know, whatever. Then she doesn't hear from him. Mm. All of a sudden, doesn't hear from him. And then she hears from him again.
Yeah.
And she's thinking, there's something weird going on. Are you seeing someone else? No, I'm not seeing anybody else. No. Well, apparently he was seeing someone else. So she gets to know this someone else. She figures out who it is on Instagram. They start talking.
See, the downfall of civilization.
I know. Huh? They start talking, and this other girl says, well, no, I'm seeing him. She's like, well, I'm seeing him too. So, guess what? So, my friend sets up a date. They have a date night. Is over there. The other girl, she sets it up so she will come over, and he, you know, they're together, and the other one knocks on the door. Bam! Busted. Busted. Set him up.
With blindsiding.
It was like you could have just told me you were seeing somebody else. Because they're, you know, dating around. That's what's going on.
Nothing was serious.
No one was committed, but don't lie to me.
You
but
didn't have to do all this.
Best
cloak
story
and dagger.
Ever. Yeah. Best story ever. I'm wondering, have you ever, like, thought somebody was cheating and had to, and waited around and did the old wait around? You know what? I'm going to go somewhere, honey. And went around the corner and came back. Something like that.
Carrie's on the phone. Carrie, what'd you do?
Me and a friend, I suspected my boyfriend was cheating at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I had hidden outside of the girl's home.
Oh, boy.
And sure enough, his vehicle pulled up and he went inside her apartment. The blinds weren't drawn. There was clear cheating going on.
Clear.
Oh.
And so I vaseline his entire car.
Wow.
Window wipers.
What?
So when he turned them on from it raining, it just smeared everywhere.
That is harmless. I'm laughing because it's harmless, but oh my God.
The whole hiding out thing.
Oh my, I know.
We're talking espionage.
Oh yeah.
Undercover, deep undercover.
You're darn right. We're not stupid.
Kathy, go ahead. Tell your story.
My ex and I lived together, and I knew that he had been cheating on me. And so one day I told him that, you know, I had to leave for work early. So I moved my car and pretend like I had left.
Oh, boy.
And I had snuck back into the apartment and I hid in the closet and waited until he came in with another girl in our bed. I jumped out and I scared him.
What?
They quickly tried to cover up and mumbled some kind of weird, outrageous excuse. And I marched out and said I'd be back later to pack my stuff.
Woo!
Oh, my God.
See, you're right. Guys wouldn't take the time to think out, I got to move my car. Then I got to go back
you
in. Then I got to hide.
You really wouldn't do that? Guys really? Wow.
They just say, screw it.
You just
it's
walk
over.
Away?
Yeah.
Even if you have no proof?
Nothing.
You got no proof. You know, she might not be cheating. You need proof. And you might think she is. You know, might leave without knowing.
Well, and it's never what it... See, this it's not what it looks like.
I just totally threw you with just that, didn't I?
You did. See, that's why women are good at this kind of thing. They're very confusing.
Yes, but there are no female serial killers, and you know why? Because we cannot keep our mouths shut.
Oh.
We can't. We can't. Guess how many? No, I can't say anything. I cannot say anything. No, but guess. No.
Wow.
No, we can't.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.